John says, you still want to know who I am? All right, don't even see me as a person. Just see me as a voice that's crying out, prepare the way for the Christ. Let me give you an example of what this is like. Something that I love to do, and this is about to show how nerdy I can be, is I love watching the State of the Union Address. It's just once a year, it's just this, you know, sort of regal, royal moment where once a year the president, whoever he is, whether you're a fan or not, addresses the whole nation. Every station is tuned in, everyone's listening for the president. But my favorite part of the State of the Union Address is the very first part. Regardless of who's president, every year they do this one thing, and I love it because there's something regal and majestic and royal about it. What happens is that in the entire room of all these politicians and the powers that be and all these movers and shakers, everyone gets quiet because the president's about to enter. And into that quiet, the back doors burst open and in walks in a man. You have no idea who he is. You don't know his name. You don't know his office. You're not sure how he got into D.C. or into the building. You have no idea who he is, but he comes in through the back doors, and with a loud voice, he says, Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States of America. And then the room just stands and erupts in applause and clapping, and everyone's cheering and everyone's celebrating, and the president enters and he shakes hands, and for 10 and 12 minutes men and women are standing applauding and everyone's celebrating, and he makes his way to the pulpit, and nobody ever thinks of the guy again. The back doors close and you never see him. Every eye is fixed on the president. Every bit of attention is poured onto the president. Everyone's waiting to hear what the president has to say, and nobody cares about that guy. John says, you want to know who I am? I'm the voice. I'm the one who gets to throw open the doors, and I get to say, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus the Christ. And everyone stands, and everyone applauds, and everyone looks to him, and everyone wants to hear what he has to say, and every bit of attention and glory is fixed on him, and nobody thinks about me again. Nobody remembers my face, nobody remembers my name, nobody cares, because everybody is staring at him. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of Christ. I mean, wouldn't that be the joy of my heart if my story was told as a voice? Or if our story, your story, was that we, in our time and in our space, were a voice preparing the way for Jesus, pointing people to Jesus. John says, this is who I am. I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness.